Okay, today's daf is Yuma, daf Nun Ches, and we're going to discuss a sugya that comes up here on Nun Ches Amud Aleph, the sugya of Min Bemino Eino Chotzeitz. The Gemara here discusses that the blood, the dam of the par, the dam of the sa'ir, we know had zrikas in the Kodesh Kadashim and then outside, and then they were mixed in, and the Mishnah says that the full kli was put inside the empty kli. And the Gemara, that's what the Mishnah said. You put the malay in the reikon. The question is, what does that mean? Does that mean you just poured the malay into the reikon, or you actually put the malay kli into the reikon kli and hold it like that? So that's the question the Gemara asks. Is that okay? Hiniach mizrach b'toch mizrach. B'kibo bo asadam. Right, the Mefarshim pointed out this is not a question about Dafka Yom Kippur, but in general, what happens if I have a mizrach of dam, I have a little cup of blood, I put that cup into a larger cup, and then I hold the larger cup? Is that okay? Is that okay? Let's say I just want a larger hold on it. It's more comfortable. Maybe I'm less fear of a dropping it, so I'm going to have it a little bigger. So can I put a mizrach inside a mizrach? Mahu. Meaning, well, we know that the Kohen has to hold the Kli Sharis that he is using. So is this called holding the inner Kli Sharis if I'm physically only holding the outer Kli Sharis? Min Bemino Chotzeitz, O Eino Chotzeitz. Does the Min Bemino mean something of its type? The two Kalim are Min Bemino, so is that Chotzeitz or is that not Chotzeitz? That is the question that is asked by Rami Bar Chama from Rav Chisda. So Amar Leitani Tu, Rav Chisda says, well, what does our Mishnah say? Nasin asam mali bereikon. Our Mishnah says, you put the mali in the reikon. So my lav, doesn't that mean hoshiv mizrak mali letoch mizrak reikon? Doesn't that mean that you put one kli inside the other kli? Right, you have the dam of the sa'ir, you put it inside the dam of the par, which is a lot more blood, and you see from here that Mibamino is not Chotzeitz. So Gemara says, lo, meaning it does not create a Chatitza, and it's Ki'ilu the Kohen is holding the inner Kli. Right? If something in its type, we discuss Chatitza in various of Shirim of these, right? Some type of interposition, which comes up in many areas of Halacha. It comes up by Netilas Yadayim, and it comes up by Tevila, and it comes up by Bigdei Kahuna. Right? A couple of weeks ago, we had a Lamda Shir about air or water being a chatzitza. Remember we discussed whether the Kohen Gadol has to dry himself well, whether that's part of the halacha or just a good advice. All of it is tapag, we discussed a couple of weeks ago. So here, the answer given, Rav Chisda says, don't you have a raya from our Mishnah? That you put the mali in the reikon. So the Gemara says, no, lo, that's not a raya. That might not be what the Mishnah means. Lo, ira mizrak malei letoch mizrak reikon. It could be that our Mishnah means you pour one into the other. Not that you physically have the bowl one in the other, you pour one into the other. So where it says, hotana le reisha, but doesn't the, it says that earlier, ira dama par letoch dama sayer. Right, it already says that. So what is this emphasizing? Kedei la arvan yafe yafe. It could be that it's just to mix them well, to emphasize that they have to be mixed well, but not that it is one inside another. So there is no raya from the Mishnah. Rashi says, "Ira lo ira mizrak mali la achar shi ira dama pala dama sa'ir chozer ma'arbe mizrak mali letoch mizrak reikon." You pour it in again to make sure that it mixes well. So there's no raya. So Toshma, then we try to bring a raya from a Mishnah in Zvachim. If somebody is standing in front, if one Kohen is standing on his friend's feet in the Azara, so that's pasul, right? You're not allowed to, that's a chatzitza, right? I can't be standing on my friend's feet, right? On a kli, that's, that we understand, but isn't that, right, araya, min bamino, is chotzeitz? Because, my feet had, if I'm a Kohen, I have to be on the ground itself. Shiny regel, dolamati maftale. No, maybe that's worse, because there, the other Kohen's feet are not going to be under you during the entire Avodah, so you can't say it's Batel, and that's why it's a problem, but maybe, theoretically, if it would have been under you the whole time, it would be okay. So, that is the question. The Gemara does not come to a Beferish Maskana, but we do hold, Min Bemino is not Chotzeitz. That is what we hold. That's what the Rambam quotes in Hilchos Psuli HaMakdashim in the first parak. The Rambam, again, I mentioned this a while ago, but just mentioned it again, the Rambam in his genius organizational skills that he had, the whole Sefer Avodah that we've been focusing on, that itself is genius. Right? All the air, these aren't mesechtas the Rambam has. Right? Hilchos Beis HaBechira, where does he get that from? There's no mesechta, Hilchos Beis HaBechira. He takes sugyas from all over Kachim and all over, all Chazal, and he puts it together into nine areas of halacha in Sefer Avodah. How he splits Klei HaMikdash, Bias Migdash, Isurei Mizbeach. Now we look at it and we're like, oh, it all makes sense that these are all separate categories. But Psulei HaMukdashim, but the Rambam came up with it. You know, maybe Avodas Yom Kippurim we could have come up with. But the Rambam split Avodas Yom Kippurim in Sefer Avodah, and he also has Shvisas Asar in Sefer Zmanim. Right? He takes Maseches Yom and he splits it, because part of it is about the Avodah, part of it is about Yom Kippur. And then he has Me'ilah, right? So, and what's in Avodah and what's in Karbanos. But it's amazing just to study that, just as a parenthetical point. But the Rambam in Hilchot Psulei HaMukdashim in the first parak talks all about various psulim, and he quotes there our Gemara, parak Aleph Halacha Chaf Aleph, Hanasan Mizrach Latoch Mizrach Vekibel Kasher. Right, if you put one cup inside of another cup, it's kasher. Min b'mino ena chotzeitz. It's not chotzeitz. Hidiach siv betocha mizrach v'kibel kasher. If I line the inside of the cup with something, so with siv, so with some type of tree material, kasher. Mipnei why sha siv chalul? Because the siv is porous and everything goes through. Vari hadam yoreh letocha mizrach ve'ein chan chatzitza. That's not a chatzitza. Aval amasa kem bekibitza zamincha v'kamas tocha siv psula. Right, that's what the Gemara talks about. But that's what we paskin. Min b'mino is not chotzeitz. Before we get into what we're going to focus on, Tosfos here does mention that there's a difference between min b'mino and something called negia al yedei davar acher. Lekicha al yedei davar acher. Right, the Tosfos here, a deeper maskel min b'mino, if something is not of the same type, obviously it is chotzeitz. V'lo kari bei v'lakach. That's not called a lekicha if it is by davar acher. So Tosfos wonders that in lieu of a gazel, we say lekicha de davar acher shma lekicha. If we take something al yedei davar acher, even with a different min, that is a good lekicha. So Tosfos discusses, well, it depends if you wrap the lulav in something or you wrap your hand in something. That's not exactly, that's a related issue. We'll see at the end if we have time. But the Tosfos discusses Ayde Davar Acher versus Min Bamino Eino Chotzeitz. Okay, but let's talk about this issue in general. What is the source for this idea of Min Bamino Eino Chotzeitz? So it's interesting. In our Gemara, there's a pasuk quoted for the next sugya. Right? The Gemara quotes Ika Da Amre. Maybe this is what was asked from Rav Chisda. Is this Derech Sherus or not? If I put one kli inside another kli, is that okay to be considered appropriate service? And the Gemara says that, well, there's a pasuk in the beginning of Bamidbar, as called kli asharis asher yishosu ben bakodesh, shnei kelim v'shiris achas. So it would be okay. If you look in the Kiryat Sefer, Kiryat Sefer is the Mabit on the Rambam, the Mabit and the Beis Yosef were both contemporaries, and they both wrote Sfarim on the Rambam, and the Kesef Mishnah was the one that made it. He was the one that got on the page of the Rambam, and it's much more comprehensive, but the Mabit was also interested in finding the Makoros for the Rambam, where he got all of his halachas from. So the Kiryat Sefer in Hilchos Lulav, in the seventh parak, discusses what is the source for Min Bamino Eino Chotzeitz. So he quotes this pasuk. He says, Vimhu Mimino, he's talking about holding the Lulav, which Tosfos was just talking about. He says, Afilu Hachi, Im nasan mizrach betoch mizrach lo avi chatzitza kivan shumino v'gali kra dechi agavna havi derech sheirus dechsev as kol kli asheris yishas ma'am bakodesh shtei kelim sheirus echad v'hainu mizrach betoch mizrach umina to lo avi chatzitza b'min b'mino. Even though our Gemara Beferish doesn't say this, the Gemara has the question about min b'mino in a chotzeis, and then has the question of, well, is this appropriate service or not? The Kiryat Sefer assumes that the pasuk quoted for the second question also might be the makor for the first question. And this could be the makor for min b'minu eino chotzeitz, because the pasuk talks about two types of kelim and still calls it service. Right? Two different kelim and service, sherus. So maybe that's the makor for min b'minu eino chotzeitz. Meaning, it might not just be a svara, it might be a pasuk. You might just say it's a svara, as follows, as we're about to get to. There is a chakira of the achronim. Two of the Achronim mention this Chakira in two different contexts. Rabbi Chanan mentions it in the Hosafos at the end of Yevamos, Hosafos at the end of Kovet Sa'aretz in Oz Dalid, and the Tiferes Yisrael twice at least in his commentary on Mishnah. The question is as follows. When we say Min B'mino Eino Chotzeitz, what does that mean? Does it just mean Eino Chotzeitz? It is not. It does not represent an interposition. It does not create a hefsik. So what do you look? How do you view it? It's as if it's not there. That's one way to look at it. It's as if it's not there. Let's say I have the outer cup, outer mizrach, inside the, holding the inner mizrach. So you say, min b'mino eino chotzeitz. So it's kilu, the outer cup is not there. And therefore what? And therefore there's airspace between the Kohen's hand and the inner cup. Is that good enough? Is that good enough if there's airspace? That's the minimal way of saying min b'mino ein achotzeitz. It's not there, so it's as if it's airspace. Or do you say one step further? No, min b'mino ein achotzeitz doesn't only mean that it's not there, it means that it blends into the item that you need to hold, so it's batel to it. And it's ki'ilu, you're holding the inner item. That's what min b'mino ein achotzeitz. Min b'mino means it's not just not there, but it's ki'ilu, it's part of the inner item, and memela, it will be ki'ilu, you're being nogea, the inner one. So what's the context? Rabbi Chanan there is talking about the fascinating Gemara, which we can spend the whole shiur on, Yevamos Ayin Ches, where the Gemara talks about if a woman converts when she is pregnant, what is the halacha about the fetus inside of her? Does the mikvah count for him or her, or the baby? Again, if a woman converts and then after she converts she has the baby's Jewish. The mother was Jewish when she had the baby. But what if if the mother converted before she became pregnant, the same thing. But here, what if the mother converted after the baby, after fertilization, but before pregnancy? So the Gemara talks about, well, maybe the baby in this case does not require tevila because the tevila for the mother counted for the baby. That's the Gemara's suggestion. It says the Gemara, 1 second, what about chatzitza? The water never touched the baby, right? So the Gemara, min b'mino eino chotzeitz. Right? Do you say that? And the Gemara says, ay, chatzitza, rubo machpid. And the Gemara answers, hainu revise. No, this is a normal case. It's not a case where there's something unusual. Okay, so in that context, the Rabbi Chanan asks, so all the way at the end, hosafos ozdalet, makshin kan, what's the problem? What does the Gemara ask about chatzitza and therefore the tefillah shouldn't work for the baby? Min b'mino en achotzeit. Isn't the mother the same min as the baby? They're both humans. And therefore, both skin, and therefore, you should say, min b'mino ein achotzeitz. So says Rabbi Chanan, v'lechara yesh lomar, d'le'inyin tfila afila lo yehei davar chotzeitz klal, ela shelo yigu amayim begufa de hefsek avir, gamkin lo also lo tfila. Says Rabbi Chanan, by tfila, making it airspace, if you take the more minimal way of min b'mino, making it airspace is not going to be good enough here. Why? Okay, the mother, it's ki'ilu, the mother's not there. But the water didn't touch the baby. By halachos that you need negiyah, actually, you need touching, it's not going to work. Let's say I tovel a kli, and I put it in a way, that's why one has to be careful when one tovels a kli. I have a cup, and sometimes there's vacuums of airspace that are created by bowls or by cups. That's what the poskim say, when you tovel a cup or a kli, you should put it in upside down. Or, not upside down, right side up, because then there won't be any vacuums. You put it in upside down, sometimes there's an airspace, and there's a vacuum of air, and water won't touch part of the kli, and therefore it won't be a good tevila. So ask Rabbi Chanan, fine, you want to say min b'mino ein achotzeitz, but it's still not going to be good enough for tevila of a baby, because the water didn't touch the baby. And therefore, that's the problem. Mikomakom lo nagu mayim begufo. Masha enken, he says, unlike Bechor, quotes from Bechor, Bechor is daftesma beis, as long as there was no chatzitza between the Bechor and the uterus as the baby came out, it would still have kedushas Bechor, for being a carbon. And that's what he said, and then the Rabbi Chanan says maybe it's not even sure about the Bechor, we'll get to that, but, then he says at the end, but look in our Gemara. He quotes our Gemara. Yuma Dafnun Ches. What do you get from our Gemara? Our Gemara has the question about min b'mino, eino chotzeitz or not, but what's the case? The Kohen is holding the outer kli. So let's say we say eino chotzeitz. Is it good enough to have airspace between the Kohen's hands and the inner kli? That's not good enough. The Kohen has to be holding the kli. So our Gemara is a raya mechrachas. Our Gemara is a raya, is a proof that min b'mino, eino chotzeitz doesn't just mean that it disappears in this airspace, but it's kilu, it's batel. To the inner kli, and it's all considered one kli, because, you know, airspace wouldn't be good enough in our case. So that's Rabbi Chanan's ha'ara here in the Kovetz Ha'aretz. The Teferis Yisrael on Mishnayos, two Teferis Yisraels, one refers to the other one. So he discusses in Mikvaos, says, what happens, we know, when somebody goes to the mikvah, they're supposed to be loose. They're not supposed to crunch up their eyes. They're not supposed to purse their lips. Loose, relaxed. So ask the Teferis Yisrael on the bottom of Mikvaos in the 8th parak. Why is pursed lips a problem? Right? What's blocking the water from going to the lips? Lip! Right? It's all the same item. So why don't we say min b'mino, something of its own type, is not chotzeitz. The whole problem of having pursed lips or having eyes closed too tightly. That's his kasha. Ve'ein lahakshos bekartza svaseha. If a woman purses her lips, the cups of the other, or let's say has a fist in her hand. Why is that a problem? What's the chatitza? Herself. Min b'mino is in a chotzeis. Doesn't that's the, what our Gemara says. If you have something of its type, that's not called a chatitza. A chatitza is a foreign object on the body. That's made, that's a different material. But here it's not only the same material, it is the item. It's even better. Right? So says the Tveris Yisrael, Inami, chomin b'mino in a chotzeis, hayna mishim tachashvina la chotzeis ki'ilu eno sham. Umahani rach bedavar shein sarach negia zebazeh. If you don't need actual touching, so then fine, it's not considered a interposition, and therefore, if that's all you need, that works. But if you need actual touching, halachic touching of the inner item to the outer, then that's not good enough. Mashengin hacha, haritzor sheyigu amayim b'makam anechzatz. The water has to touch all the parts of the body on the outside, and therefore, it wouldn't be good enough. And he says, look what I wrote in Zvachim, in Perek Yud Gimel. So if you look, the Pharisee Yisrael says you should look what he wrote in Zvachim. So if you look in Zvachim, the Pharisee Yisrael himself says this. Beferish, nearly dahadamina bechod doftam in mimino and a chotzeitz, ein ratzalomar sha'aydeiz en echshavim beiz hachitzonim kinogim zebazeh. We don't say it's ki'ilu the two outer ones, right? He's a believer of the more minimal approach. You don't believe it's the two outer ones are touching. Rakt bebnesha chatzitzahu min bimino avalei chatzitzah kalesa. It's as if it's not there. Uki'ilu beiz hachitzonim omdim ruchakim zemizeh beli chatzitzah. As if the two outer items are distant from each other without anything in between. But by tefillah, you need more than that. And you at least need kulo royal abiyas mayim, and therefore wouldn't be good enough. He doesn't say what he does, but Rabbi Chanan's kasha is a strong kasha. Doesn't our Gemara prove beferish the other way? Our Gemara proves beferish l'chora, right? That's what other achronim point out, that it's not just ki'ilu it's not there, but it is ki'ilu it's touching, because that's what a kli would need. Two other places where this comes up in halacha. Number one is by tefillin. By tefillin, we know there's a halacha of chatzitza by tefillin. So some poskim, the Mishnah Berurah says, l'charchili, should be machmed on this. Some of the minug of, we know tefillin, the box of the tefillin has to be on the arm. Let's take the tefillin shel yad. Right, we're not supposed to have a chatzitza between the box of the tefillin and the skin. It should be totally on. That's ukshatim la'osa yadecha, that's the mitzvah. The straps are all minhag. Right, we have to have straps, halacha Moshe Misinai, but how many straps? That's all, that's Misora from Moshe Rabbeinu going all the way back to have the straps, but the number of straps, how do you make the seven v'chulu? But some have the minhag of doing one strap above the elbow, and sometimes the box of the tefillin is above that strap. And that strap is mafsik between the box of the tefillin and the arm. And the question is that a chatzitza? Right, the strap is not the mitzvah is the box. So some have this minug, but some posts can say maybe it's not such a great idea. Aye, what about min bamino? What do you mean? It's all tefillin. Min bamino is in a chotzeit. It's all animal skin. So therefore it shouldn't be a problem. But the poskim some poskim are not such a fan. Again, if that's one's family custom, then maybe one should go back and just find the look in the research and make sure the Makor is quoted. But the Mishnah Berurah quotes a machlokas about it. On the one hand, you might say, Miminu ena chotzeis. But we just said, that just means that according to some, there might be airspace, but it's not touching. But the Mishnah Berurah in Simon Chav Zayin, Os Yud Dalid, he quotes a machlokas achronim about this. Kasav Azev Rivida Zav. Demasha Ritzua Chotzetes Lefamim Bein Tfilin Lebesaro Lo Mikri Chatzitza. Why? But as we just said, that might just mean airspace and not actual touching. That's one. The Avnei Nezer has a tshuva relating to it. Again, without getting, if you want to just look it up, Chelek Aleph Simin Yud Dalet. He talks about there was a change of minhag of where the little yud on the tefillin shel yad. We have the little yud made out of strap. Where it's tightened, so they were discussing whether it's best where, I think most have it, bismanazeh, and that is next to the box on top of the titura, on top of the bottom part, versus putting it next to the titura. Do you need that yud touching, like going onto the skin, and the titura would be a hefzik? So that's his discussion there. And in that context, he talks about that the tefillin cannot have a hefzik, in that case. That's number one. The other issue where this comes up, again, it's a huge topic, we'll just mention it, and that is forceps taking a baby out. Is there pidyon aben? Right? That is if forceps are used to help the baby come out, the mother's having a difficult birth, and therefore the doctor uses an instrument in order to help to get the baby out, and let's say the baby's head does not touch the rechem, the sides of the mother, as the baby comes out, is that called peter rechem? Is that called peter rechem? That is a huge topic in the postgame. The Chalkas Yaakov discusses this and says, maybe you should say that, you know, are forceps used? That's an instrument. But what if the doctor's hands are used? So is that a hefsik? Min b'minu ena chotzeitz. So they go back and forth and discuss this, and some postgame say, well, that's a real chatzitza. Because if it's an instrument, but some say the mother is not makbid. Anyway, other rules of chatzitza ain't no makbid, so it shouldn't be a chatzitza. So lamaisa, this is a machlokas haposkim. If you look in Pidyon Haben Kihil Chasa, they quote this machlokas haposkim. Some poskim are nervous about this, that it might not be called a leida, and therefore maybe would not need a pigeon, a ben for sure, not with a bracha. Yeshlis topic im nefsha petarechem. In the case of isha shikshasa beleidasa vusrachu arofim lozi avlan merechem imoy de kapos melkachayim. If it's called petarechem, because there's a chatitza between the head and the rechem, so some say it is a problem. Rav Moshe Feinstein assumes it is not an issue. We do not find chatitza used in this context. Where does it say? Okay, it talks about Bechor Behema. Bechor Behema, because that has to do with the status of a Chalos Kedusha. But says Ramosha, this is in Yerodea, Chela Gimel, Simen, Kuf, Chav, Hey, 1980. B'din Bechor Adam, Shehot, Siu, Bekapot. Right, you took it out with an instrument. Alanias Daidi, says Ramosha, Mistaver, Bepshitas, De Iker, Inyin, Chatitza, Leka, Leinyin, Bechor Adam. There's no Chatitza issue to be brought up here. You don't find lo matzina shemitzal chatzitza lo yeh vlad bedin bechor. It's about leida. Is this called natural birth? It's called natural birth. Lo nimsa b'divir aboseinu amafreshim aposkim. Rambam Rush, Ramban, Tershokhan Arach, Nosek Elam, Shum Remez. Shehu adin lebechor adam, sheino nifte. V'gam lo besifri tshubas harishon v'achronim ayiduim, lo reinu. The Avnei Nezer lechalkas Yoav bring it up from achrone achronim. They start bringing it up. But Ramosha says, I don't think it is an issue at all. Right? You should not learn Bechor Adam Bechor Behema. Bechor Behema, Hudinim Shal Gufa Behema. Vanasa Kodina Rak Berega Zu Dahaleda. This moment. U Bechor Adam, Leka Shum Din Al Gufa Adam, Ela Chiyav Nesinas Chame Shlom Lekoin, Lo Nasa Tekev Aleda after 30 days. That a din in the actual act that happens, and therefore Moshe does not think it's a problem at all. Rav Sternbach as well. Rav Sternbach and Chubis Van Hagos also in Chelek Aleph Simen Tafrei Samach Hey. Is this a definitional leida? He says, Lo shaya chatitza kishubamino lanosan. He says, I don't think there's any issue in this context. Lo shaya chatitza el bebehema, shachal bo kdusha mamish. Aval bebechar adam lo chal ala kdusha mamish, ein arechem akadesh, rak ha leida. Benigra gambazel leida. And he quotes other achronim. So again, a big machlokas aboskim. Many point in the Pidyon Haben Kilchasi, he points out that bizman hazeh, kimat everyone would agree that it's fine. Regular pigeon aben, because the way it's used today, it's not that they pull the baby out, it's once the baby starts coming out, then they start helping it out. Melkachayim Einan Magil Sotor Racham doesn't go inside. After the head comes out, that's where they use these makshirim to help, and then Bechaladeus, it's a regular pigeon aben, with a bracha. But either way, the hands, that's where it comes up with min bamino, chotzeis, reino chotzeis, is brought up in this context as well. Okay, we will stop here.